Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lunch with Leah, episode 613. And here's Leah.
Glammed up for my 10 viewers.
We had two people waiting.
Oh, we do? Oh, my God. The early bird gets the worm. What do they have to say? My God. You know what? Maybe one of the things I could do is get a new one of these. Look at this. Do you think I could get a new one? Oh, my God. I'm sure there's something. But look at this thing. I've carried this podcast around for the last 25 damn years. I tell you, it's just too much. Everything's too much anymore. So what's going on with everybody? Did you see the shooting today? Did anybody see the shooting today?
I just saw that they caught the kid. That was
they caught him?
18 years old.
Oh, he's 18. Okay. So the guy's in. Thank you, Matt. Here, just keep one. So this is good. I mean, in Texas, if you're 18, you can just carry a gun. You can go buy a gun and carry it. Isn't that great? That's like that guy right up there now. I'm not going to wear that mask. Lord told me I need to. So Lord told me I needed a gun. Now, I can't catch COVID. I can't catch it. The Lord's got drenched blood on me. But I need a gun because I might be able to catch a thief. I mean, come on. It's just crazy. So this 18-year-old kid has a gun. He shoots four people. Are they all still alive?
I'm not sure. I just saw the notification.
Last count, they were all alive. You know, like when I was in the car, there were four injuries, three students. He got in an altercation with a student. So he just shoots three students and a teacher in high school. It's unbelievable. And the Congress won't, you know, I can't stand the Republicans anymore.
Four people injured and the shooting, the suspect is in custody.
And they got they were also worried because he got in his car and drove off. It's probably a pickup truck with a rifle on the back with the Trump sticker. He got in the car and drove off, so they're worried about him going out and hurting somebody else, you know? Oh, my God.
One of the four is in critical condition.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, imagine your kid's in that high school and you hear on the news there's a shooting. You're just right away, literally, you just can't handle it anymore.
Timothy George Simpkins is his name.
Who? The shooter? Oh, well, don't give him any attention. Just call him Tim. Oh, do you guys notice my glasses? I may have to start wearing my glasses because that light is so bright.
Got a big smudge on it.
Are they smudged? Are they?
On your right side.
Oh, right here. Yeah. Well, anyway, these are my new Dan Dutch glasses. So what happens is I bought these glasses, and he fixed the lenses in them for me so that they're prescription.
Oh, that's nice.
Aren't they nice?
Yeah,
but he did give
really
me one of those things to cleanse it with. But, of course, I don't have that here right now because I wouldn't be that organized. Let's see if I have it. No, I don't. Ooh. Anyway, aren't these fabulous? And then these. You know, you got to go to Dan Dutch if you're in L.A. or go online, D-E-U-T-C-H. He is the best of everything on the glasses thing. So, meanwhile, did you guys know there was a game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox?
Yes.
Did you know that, James?
I didn't know that.
I know Jason did not know that. Did you know that, Jason? That there was a game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox? Mm-hmm.
Is that the one that
had
its marriage to
that model? Is that the one with the guy that's married to a model? That's football.
Tom Brady.
He didn't know. Tom Brady? Did you know about that? No? Did you know? Okay, so the only two here that knew were me and you. I only knew because Roy had it on. I wouldn't pee. In fact, I closed the door when he had it on. It was so loud. Everybody was cheering. Well, apparently the Red Sox won.
Yes.
Apparently they're big rivals.
They are.
And the Red Sox are from Boston. And then, of course, the New York Yankees. So these people are diehard fans.
Yeah.
They fly from all over the place to go get those seats and those tickets and put those hats on. And oh, my God. I mean, it's just too much. So I feel bad for New York, but I'm happy for Boston.
Do
Did
you see a few weeks? It's been probably been a month or so ago where they had the baseball game in the cornfield from the Field of Dreams movie.
Oh, I heard about it. I didn't follow.
And they actually did a ball game out there and did it in the cornfield.
Kevin Costner threw off the first pitch.
He announced or did something like that. Yeah, he did. He came and everything. Yeah, it was
funny. See how in tune I am with everything. So meanwhile, I have two dogs with casts on their legs, and they are milking it because you have to carry them up and down the stairs. Yeah. So they go sit at the stairs, and then I carry them up to the stairs, and then they sit at the foot of the bed, and then put them on the bed. Now, Dottie has figured out she can jump off the bed. She just can't get on the bed. Mm-hmm. But that's a big help because I used to have to get up when she started and pick her up and put her on the floor. So the two dogs with the cast, Wolf got everything done. We've spent all that money at the vet, and now the only thing left to do is this one's teeth, which I'm going to get done in L.A. Because I found out that they don't put them under. They don't put them under anesthesia for the little dogs there.
You had a lot of people comment on that last
they
week because
like
you brought it up about
the
thing. They were giving you other options of where they don't have to put them under. Also, the Humane Society does it for free. And
the Humane Society cleans your dog's teeth for free?
I learned all kinds of
stuff.
Do
they put it on, put them under, though?
No, they don't. And they do it. They use a different type of technique and stuff with it, and you can go there and have it done.
I'd be better off taking the dogs down there and giving them a donation.
Yeah.
And I'd still save $2,000.
Yep,
and their teeth would be clean. Well, thank you very much. You see, we have such a bright audience.
You had a lot of people willing to pick you up in Texas. Thank you.
Oh, you did? I did?
You had a lot of drivers willing to pick you up, take you wherever you did, and they were going to wear a mask.
Oh, that's funny. How cute. So now, did everybody get their flu shot? Alex, did you get a flu shot?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a flu shot?
Not bad.
You got to get one. Did you get one, James?
I've had every shot in this.
Did you get yours yet, Jason? The flu shot? I got to get my flu shot this week. And I told RJ, it's mandatory for him to get the flu shot to go to the school. And he was just livid, not because he had to get the flu shot. He's livid that they won't mandate the COVID vaccine, but then they mandate the flu shot. His mind can't compute it.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't figure it out. How do they, or what is their thinking? That's not normal. That doesn't make any sense at all. How can they make you get a flu shot, but they can't make you get a COVID shot? And I have to wear my mask at the gym because these people don't want to get a COVID shot, but I have to get a flu shot. He gets a flu shot every year anyway. It's just the idea that I can't compute it either. I have to be honest with you. How do you compute that? I know the flu can be deadly and people do die from it, but it's not as bad as the COVID.
No.
But that just goes to show you how political that it really is. You know that pillow is upside down on that sofa. The one that says, I can deal with a lot, but I can't deal with stupid.
Then the pillow's upside down.
The pillow upside down on the sofa.
It's like me yelling at the university, telling them there's a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, and I'm like the only one that noticed it, so the rest of you are stupid.
We're all stupid.
I worked out, I'm so tired of this Landry thing dominating the news. I do think they should find him, and I hope they find him, and I hope they find out what happened, and I feel horrible beyond. I literally lost my breath when I found out that girl was dead. I can't, and she was so cute. But there are so many other people that are missing too, and they're not giving them any attention, and that has just dominated the news at a time when we need the COVID out there, we need people knowing about the debt ceiling that the Republicans are saying. The Republicans ran up $8 trillion in debt, and now they won't sign and approve the debt ceiling to be erased, and at the same time, not only will they not sign it, they're going to filibuster it so that we can't get it done. Mm-hmm. So that would throw the economy worldwide into a tailspin. But their thinking is it's going to reflect bad on Biden. It'll help him win the midterms. So to hell with the economy.
Yeah, it's awful.
What is wrong with these people? Who operates like that? They do not negotiate in good faith, and they don't operate in good faith. And there lies the problem. And until they can become a party of civility and nonviolence and operating good faith, you can't support any of them because they'll just go and get behind and line up Mitch McConnell and that Kevin Quackadoo. I mean, I don't know. And, you know, two very prominent Republicans have changed. One changed to a Democrat. He's going to run in Texas for Lieutenant Governor Dowd. And the other one, Evan Mullen, or something like that, he's going to run as an independent in Utah. So I'm just hoping they start weeding out these people that don't want to just run the government. I mean, you know, you can disagree with things, but you don't get to pull out your assault weapons and go shoot down people or go jump in a building and kill cops, or you don't get to go crazy and go to the school board meetings and tear the mask off of people and yell and scream. Do you disagree? You have civil disobedience. That's what it is. But these people are just thugs and crazy on the streets, and the one in the Congress are just obstructionists. They're like, anything we can do to make Biden fail, anything we can do to make the economy fail, and the more people that die from COVID, the better for us. What is wrong with that mentality? I mean, I
saw the shark last night on TV talking.
Who?
Trump. Mm. You know, they always say the jaws went out
the
to sea.
Guy?
He's coming back to the beach
farmer
to kill.
Guy?
You know what his flags are? All say now, are you ready to take me back yet? That's what they all say.
Oh, like, yeah. Do you want me back? Tell me you love me. I'm narcissist. I need the attention. Oh, tell me you love me. Oh, my God. And now Stephanie Grisham's book.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. You know, so many people like Anna Navarro. I love her commentary. It's very common sense, you know, fair. She's fair. She's a big Republican, but she cannot deal with all these new fake Republicans.
Trumplicans.
And so, you know, she was going, I just can't stand the girl because I don't think, you know, anybody that worked in the White House and enabled it and wrote out those press things and covered for him should be able now to come out and tell a book and do a tell-all. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. If you listen to her, I don't think she's lying about a damn thing. And she's coming clean about everything. And the story she's telling is pretty bad inside that White House.
Yeah.
But anyway, next. So Jason scheduled all my Pilates classes for women in Los Angeles because in Los Angeles you have to be vaccinated, have a test, or wear a mask. And I think now it's vaccinated. I don't think the test is even adequate anymore. And by the way, California has the least COVID infections in the entire country of all the states. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're leaning with science. And then they had the oil spill. I almost started crying when I saw those little birds and fish washing up on shore dead from the oil. I wanted to go get them all and wash them down and try to find like a swimming pool or somewhere to put them to till they could survive it and get back in the water. Oh, it's just so horrible. And you know what happened is some big ship put down an anchor and they dragged it and it broke a pipe. Well, you see, this is why you shouldn't be drilling off the shores of California and Florida.
Anywhere.
But you shouldn't be.
And the other thing was, I saw this morning that they found out about it, or they knew there was a leak, and then they didn't do anything about it for like hours and hours and hours and hours before, and it got worse. So they said that, and then I saw the news last night. They were showing pods of like dolphins and whales.
Oh, it's just killing
swimming
me.
Through the
it's
oil.
It's just killing me. Oh, my God. And they don't know which direction to go. They can't see.
They don't know,
like, go that way, and you get out of it. Yeah. They're just in a maze. It's so heartbreaking.
Yeah,
but, you know, I will say Gavin Newsom, people cannot like him all they want, but I will tell you, he gave the land back to the people that it was stolen from,
the black family.
He is mandating school lunches for all the kids with no chemicals in them. They have to be healthy foods. He's gotten the COVID thing down to less than 1%. He's gotten the homeless off the streets in Venice and Santa Monica for the most part. I mean, he's doing a good job. If people don't like him, you know, I mean, I know the taxes are high in California, but he's not wasting the money, you know. And the reason the taxes are high is because all those fires, they have to pay for all those fires. The federal government wasn't giving them money under Trump.
Right.
Even though there were federal properties, the state was having to cover all the firefighters and the trucks and all of that, and that bled their money. And I mean, if you're going to have a federal property, the federal government should help fund it, and they weren't doing it. And that's
right.
Another reason that they were running out of money and the taxes were getting high. But I will tell you, he is doing a good job. People may not see it, but I watch it in detail, and every decision he makes is like for the betterment of the people. And he doesn't have to do that. His wife is super rich, just like Beto O'Rourke's wife is super rich. They don't have to do that. And they're not making any money off the government or their jobs. And his wife is a beautiful blonde. He's gorgeous. She's got all that money. They're the governor and the first lady. I mean, maybe people are just jealous of him. I don't know what else to say. Anyway,
isn't Beto running for governor?
He hasn't announced yet.
This
Matthew Dowd that's running for lieutenant government was George Bush's right-hand man.
I remember
that. He's saying, listen, it's not a matter of Republicans and Democrats. It's a matter of democracy and no democracy. We have to all support the Democrats. It's the only functioning party. Yeah. And a lot of these Republicans have come over. However, for every one of the Republicans that come over, two or three rats come out of the fields with their guns that have never voted before in their life, and their T-shirts and their tattoos, and they're yelling and screaming and all that, and register to vote for the insurrection.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an all-out battle we're going to have to do. I don't know. It's awful. Meanwhile, I gave you guys a product to test. Okay, so we have this product that, I mean, we've been working on for a long time. This woman's a scientist. She's been doing this her whole life. She's got the Hole in the Earth product. She's promised it to me. And we've been testing it and testing it. Now, James and everyone here is going to test it, but supposedly gets rid of scars, bruises, psoriasis, eczema, and brown spots. Yeah. Now, let's see if it works. We've been trying forever, and I think I'm telling you, because I had the scar on my forehead right here, and I've been putting it on there, but I have to get in the mirror to look, but I'm hoping it works. Yeah. Let's see. Meanwhile, okay, so listen, I read this tweet, and I just liked it. It reminded me of someone I know. You guys may be able to figure out who. Yeah. Imagine choosing someone you don't know at all over someone you've known an extended amount of time. What a miscalculation. Does anybody come to mind? I won't say it. Well, another, oh, Jason, you're going to kill me. There's another little Muslim kid begging me for money for school, and I didn't reply. He says, ma'am, please help me. And you know what? I'm starting to think it's the same kid with a different profile. Because he says, ma'am, M-A-apostrophe-M, and that's what that other kid said. So maybe you were right. Maybe they're hustling me. I've got to stop paying for people's stuff. It's just terrible. What else?
People are saying hello to you.
Hi.
Good today. And Cheryl Harrison says she got her booster, and next is a flu shot.
Oh, you know, I see they say you can get them at the same time.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that. She didn't do it either, see.
I'm still trying to recover from my booster, and it's been 2 weeks.
Oh, my God, don't say that.
I cannot get the cough to go away. It's
well, that may not be from that either.
But that's what I had it from that. The first two,
yep.
And then it went away, and then I got the third booster, and now it
may
came
not
back.
Be from that.
So
we don't know.
Not, we may not be.
May not be.
But I'm still glad I got the booster.
Of course.
And then T. Hamilton said they love Gavin and Jennifer, and he could become president one day, which the GOP is attacking him like they did Hillary.
Can you imagine the class and style that they would bring to the White House? They would be the new JFK, Jacqueline Kennedy. But he's never going to be elected because they're going to paint him as a left-wing, la-la land guy. However, California's the largest state in the country, and he's managed it better than all the other states.
It's the third biggest economy in the world, isn't
it? Yeah, something like that, in the top three or four. And in New York, where you have, like, they're now cracking down. And they're cracking down on everything, and they're starting to come down. So they can complain about all these liberal people, but the COVID rates are going down. And in these red states, they're going up. And I figure that if a New York who used to be a liberal who now pretends to be a conservative guy, the former guy, can win, why couldn't Gavin Newsom? I love him. I'd get behind him. I think he's just fabulous. I mean, you won't believe all the things he's doing. Every day I read something else he's doing for the homeless or something else he's doing. Food. Oh, he set up some more food courts or what do you call them?
Food
bags. You know, so whatever. I just think he's doing a great job. So that's me. So, someone tweeted this. I like it, too. How sad it must be, believing that scientists, scholars, historians, economists, and journalists have devoted their entire lives to deceiving you, while a reality TV star with decades of fraud has exhaustively documented lying, who's exhaustively documented as a liar, is your only beacon of truth and honesty. People are so clever on Twitter. That was from Aunt Crabby. I don't know who she is, but she doesn't sound very crabby to me. Meanwhile, did I tell you about Freda and the toaster oven? You're not going to believe this, Jason. I go in the house, and it smells like there's a fire. And I look in there, and she every day she has two plantains. You know those plantains? Yeah. I don't know what they're called
they're
in
banana.
English.
They're like a banana.
The Spanish ones, like the South American right. big plantains. And she cooks two every day, one for her and one for the other housekeeper. And they put them in the toaster oven, they leave them on. Well, she didn't turn the toaster oven off. And so she told me she runs in and checks on it every 10 or 15 minutes, and when it's done, she turns it off. And I said, Freda, all you have to do is put the timer on. There's a 10-second timer, a 20-second timer, a 30-second timer. She never knew in all these years there was a timer on the toaster oven. She did not know that. She just turned it on. She had no idea there was a timer. So she didn't have to run down the stairs and check the toaster oven every 10 minutes. Just turn it on for 15 minutes, and then it'll go off. And if you want to turn it on again, turn it on. She never knew that. How can you be 70 years old and use a toaster oven every day of your life, because we never use the real oven, and not know there's a timer on it? And then when I showed her and it went ding, she goes, oh, ding, it's off.
The light bulb went on.
And she just got so excited, you know, that she's got this, oh, my God. And she ran around and she started talking about it. Oh, I was like, oh, my God.
They wanted to know Freda bought one of Sonia's toaster ovens.
Yeah, right. I love Sonia. She never got her toaster ever going as far as I know.
She didn't.
Whatever. And so am I the only one who walks by the house every day and I see the three dogs' beds are all falling apart? It's been outside. I'm like, Paul, you never notice those beds are falling apart. Omar, you never notice those beds. Freda, did you notice the dog's beds are literally on the floor? They've fallen apart. You know, the
she
ones.
She was like, yeah, I slept there last
yeah,
week.
She's
like, yeah, I slept there because I was hungry waiting for lunch.
You know, they're the ones closer. They're the ones with the four legs with the nylon on them.
Yeah.
Well, the nylon's already on the ground and they're torn. It's like no one noticed. So now I'm like, Paul, go throw them all away and get online and get somebody to get online and order some more. And, you know, how long do you expect them to last in Florida with the humidity and the rain? I mean, they're not going to last more than a year or two. They've been there. They're, like, literally rotting, and they're sitting right everybody. Even, Roy, did you notice the dog beds are falling apart? What dog beds? RJ, did you know the dog beds are falling apart? I don't live here anymore. Nobody notices it but me. I just am, like, I'm the only, like, aware person in this whole house. I think I might be. Oh, my God. I think baby's more aware than they are. Meanwhile, you know what else we're testing? Jason, I need you to follow up. I'm getting this shave cream and aftershave samples made because I've had a lot of men like Bill and a few other guys ask me, why don't you have a shave cream? What do you think?
Well, I've told you, I use the old formula face wash that we still have a little bit of in a couple tubes laying around.
Yeah.
Every time I shave, I put that on right after, and it is like the best thing ever. I don't get ingrown hairs.
But do you wash it off or you leave it on?
I shave in the shower, so I put it on and I do it after I shaved. Then I wash my face with the water, and then I put that on, and it just soothes.
But you leave it on there.
I leave it on for
because
a few
minutes. Oh, and then you wash it
and
off.
And then I wash it off.
Yeah, because it's a wash.
But what it does is it helps with razor burn.
Yeah.
I don't feel the razor burn, and I also don't get any ingrown hairs. And I've had that issue most of my life with ingrown hairs.
Well, you know, Jason, I reached out to the one guy. We should get Sandy to also see what she could drum up in her lab. Oh, my God.
If we could do that,
that wash is like a balm,
it would be like an aftershave balm.
Yeah, I was thinking if we did the shave, like a kit, you know, the shave kit.
Yeah, like a DOP kit.
Yeah, that would be good. So let's have something else to do. We don't have enough to do.
Yeah.
And my cell phone, where's my cell phone? Are you working on it, Jason? My cell phone started heating up. What does that mean? Does anybody happen to everybody
That's
else?
That's probably your battery.
It's getting so hot.
That's
the other night, it was burning hot. I ripped off the back case. I started blowing on it to cool it down, and then I went and set it on the marble so it would cool down. And now, after a few minutes, if I talk on it very long, it heats up.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it's because of the case on the back that protects it.
Something's wrong with the battery. That's why it's heating up like that.
Well, I had to order a new one because if I didn't have my cell phone, because I live on it, I read everything. I have seven newspapers that I read on there. I read everything for the podcast on there. I follow all the social media on there. I do all my emails on there. If you remember, I wrote that book, Red Carpets and Black Lies, that we still have for you if anybody wants to order. I wrote that on my BlackBerry, and that's why my thumbs have been sore ever since. Oh, my God. Let's see. So another tweet that I saw that I liked. You need five hobbies in life. Okay? This is a good one. One, to make money. Two, to keep you in shape. 3, one to keep you creative. 4, one to build knowledge. 5, one to evolve your mindset. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yep.
I agree with that.
That's good.
Now,
good
do we do all of these? Do we make money, stay in shape, be creative, get more knowledgeable, and evolve?
Some of them maybe cross over.
I think most of us do that in this group. On the other hand, go look at some of those rallies and some of those PTA meetings, and you see those people are not evolving their mindset. They don't have a lot of knowledge. They're not in shape. I mean, I could go with the list. Another tweet. Vaccine mandates are making teachers who don't believe in science resign, nurses who don't believe in medicine quit, and police who don't believe in public safety leave. So please, no more vaccine mandates. So let them all go. Oh, my God. So that's funny. So then Lisa Murkowski tweets out, Alaskans know that access to care, this is about the abortion law in Texas, Alaskans know that access to care is one of the most difficult moments in a woman's life, and we should be standing with them, not pitting neighbors against them. I, for one, am with those marching across our country today to say that as a nation, we are better than this. So guess what I replied. Have you had any second thoughts about that vote for Kavanaugh and Amy Comey Barrett? Have you had any second thoughts about that? You knew the Federalist Society put them on there, and that's what they were going to do, and you voted for them. So don't come trying to redeem yourself now and show everybody how compassionate you are. You are the person, one of the main people responsible, you and Susan Collins primarily, that people would count on to have enough common sense to not touch Roe versus Wade, but yet you go put people on the court that you know that's exactly what they plan to do.
Yeah.
And then you come out with, I'm with the women on the street. It's a personal thing. Really? Well, why don't you think about that before you cast that vote? I'm so tired of these people. I mean, you can't trust these Republicans. I hate to say it. I used to have so many Republican friends, but they've all gone off the deep end. They don't believe in science. They don't believe in climate change. They don't believe in COVID. They don't believe in the vaccine. They don't believe in the mask. You know, they believe Donald Trump, who is a pathological, known liar. The last count, there were 3,000 lies in the New York Times listed out. I mean, I don't know. People are crazy. So, and celebrity news. What was I going to say about that? Ellen Pompeo says that years back she got in a big fight with Denzel Washington on her show. And they're making the biggest deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's her show. He comes on to direct it. They get in a spat. And that's the story. What do you think everybody's turning it into? This white woman didn't want to have this black man telling her what to do. Oh, my God, do we have to tie everything to women, men, black, green? I mean, come on. It's just ridiculous. I don't know. I was just like, I can't take it anymore.
Everyone, we're getting some questions. They're wanting to know what your take is with the whole Erica Girardi thing right now, but I don't know how if you have that in your stack today or what.
No, hadn't gotten to the housewives, but, well, let's just do the housewives right now. Let's start with her. Okay, so what I think is that people are piling on, and I don't like a pile-on. I don't like the fact that this lawyer is piling on Twitter and social media to try to bring her down when he should be handling that in the courtroom.
Right.
I don't think it's been proven that she knew where the money came from or that he was a dishonest loser. I don't think any of that's been proven. So I don't think until it's proven, I think you have to give her the benefit of the doubt. If it turns out that she knowingly knew all of this and took all the money, that's another story. I just can't imagine that this man who was able to fool all of the law partners and all the accountants and all the city of Los Angeles and the Chamber of Commerce and the law, the big law things that they go to, the Academy of Lawyers and the bar and the California bar, if he was able to fool all them, what makes you think he can't fool her? I mean, she's not like a lawyer or an accountant. So, and also think of all the people in the world that he would try to hide it from above everyone else would be her. And then they're saying, well, they gave her $20 million. Well, that's a lot of money, but over 24 years of marriage, it is a lot of money. But if the man's making hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, and he gives his wife $1 million or $800,000 a year to keep her happy, That's not out of the ordinary either. I know women that spend $40,000 a month on their credit card at Saks and Neiman's. And that's $400,000. And then she had the Glam Squad. And then he launched to pay for her career, to build her career. I don't think she hid any of that money. I think she spent it all.
Yeah.
So it's not like that they were hiding the money. So I just think people should lay off her till the facts come out and give her the benefit of the doubt. And don't pile on. Even if it turns out that maybe she knew more than she's admitted that she knew, she didn't do it. He did it. You know? And she benefited from it. But don't confuse her benefiting from the money for the victims not getting the money. That was the law firm's responsibility, his responsibility, the court's responsibility to make sure that money went where it went, was supposed to go. It wasn't her responsibility to, oh, here, honey, we had a really good year. I want to give you $500,000. Well, let me see the books.
Yeah.
I want to see where that money came from. Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
What case did you win? Let me read the files on the case. Oh, the files are like the size of this room. Well, then I need to read the files before I can put that $500,000 in my bank. I don't think so.
Exactly. And that's what I think it was Kyle or one of them said on the show last week, that when they were talking about the situation.
Yeah.
And Kathy Hilton said, I think the money's gone, is what she
said. I think it's gone.
But she said in the whole situation, too, that it was just exactly what you said. You know,
I mean,
it was like.
Everyone wants, you know, when somebody. Something goes wrong, everyone wants someone to pay for it. You know, they want someone to be at fault. And there should be someone at fault. It should be the California bar. It should be his law firm. It should be his accountant. It should be all of those people all are also culpable.
Yeah.
Now, if she spent the money, what's she supposed to do to pay it back? She's not going to be able to pay back millions of dollars. Well, you know, and she didn't do anything criminal by accepting the money. It's not against
right.
the law to accept the money unless you think it's from stolen goods.
Right.
Why would she think it was from stolen goods?
Yeah.
I don't know. It bugs me that people are piling
T.
on.
T. Hamilton says, respectfully, some people knew and aided Tom, which is how he was able to get away with this massive fraud, and hopefully they will be held accountable as well. Looking Lara Griffin and CFO at GK is what he said.
So he's saying the chief financial officer knew.
Yeah.
And, well, that's probably true.
Yeah, and that's what, like I was saying, Kyle said, too, he was not that type of guy that would go home and say, oh, guess what I did today? I won this, you know, I won this.
Oh, but he also was never the type of guy to go and say, oh, I'm defrauding people and
yeah.
I don't have any money.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he had those two planes. He was all show and tell,
yeah.
you know. But he was a really brilliant lawyer at one time. He won a lot of big cases. The problem is there are some people that are just prone to corruption and greed, and obviously he was one of them. And this woman's right, too, that a lot of people that knew, if they did know and they had any inkling of it, you know, they could have stood up at the time,
yep.
you know, but they didn't. And then they could. But it's not their responsibility to be the police of people's money either. But you just can't hang it all on her. I just don't think that's fair.
I agree.
Meanwhile, Ramona's dog died. Did you see that?
Oh, I did see
we
it
finished
yesterday.
The housewives
they
thing first.
Yesterday.
Yeah, her dog died. Poor thing. That dog had it. How old do you think that dog was? Like 12 years?
I think they said it was 10 or
10
years
or 12.
Old.
It was really cute.
Yeah.
I mean, that's heartbreaking. And Nene's selling her Georgia house for $4 million, 10,000 square feet. That's kind of heartbreaking. You know, I think she's like, I don't have this big. What would you do in a 10,000 square foot house by yourself?
Yeah.
Your son's not there. Your husband's dead. You want to start over. You're trying to just like deal with it all. I don't blame her for selling it.
Right.
And then last week we watched Beverly Hills, but I couldn't tell you what happened. Do you remember what happened? I don't remember what happened.
Well, Erica was kind of making nice with Sutton.
Oh, that's
again,
right.
And they had like a dinner, another dinner.
She was in a good mood. Erica was in a really good mood.
They went out on a boat.
And they went on the boat. That's right. And then one of them was crying. Who was crying on that boat? And someone was consoling them. I don't remember. Oh, my God.
I think tonight's the finale, and then next week.
Oh, it is?
Tonight's the finale, and next
week. Oh, my God,
reunion.
I forgot it's on tonight. You have
the
to remind
reunion,
me.
The reunion thing came out today. So.
You know what? If you don't remind me, I never remember to watch it. And that's the only one I still watch.
I
want to stay connected to the franchise in some way, so I like to watch that one. I just forget it's on, but then once I watch it. And then apparently that lawyer that's trolling Erica online is taking footage from the show and taking it out of context and going to try to use it against her.
Yep.
You know, I don't like him, and he and I got in a big Twitter spat
I
because I don't think it's right what he's doing.
Yep.
So, did you want to take a break?
Kenya also.
Go ahead, Kenya.
Won on the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, she did?
She made it through this week. So,
How many weeks did she have?
Her and one other person. I mean, she was in the bottom two, I guess, and they saved her and her guy.
How many?
I think it's been four weeks.
How many do they have? Ten or 13,
something like that, when they first start out. Well. So, she's, you know, she's making her way through.
I will tell you, I saw the clip of her dancing, and, you know, I was a professional dancer, so I know how to critique it. She's a showgirl, and she puts on this show. Her precision is not exact. She's a little awkward. It's not like a comfortable, natural thing she does, but she pulls it off.
Yeah.
And I'm rooting for her. I hope she does well. I was rooting for all of them. Lisa Rinna is a little more of a natural dancer, you know. Vanderpump, remember, she went on there and fainted.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like Kenya on there. She had on that big, that real yellow thing. I just saw the clip from somebody posted. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but she was good on there.
And Ramona's dog was 17, they're telling us.
Oh, so 17. It was wild. Baby, you're only six. She got another 11 years to irritate Jeff.
Okay. All right, we're going to take our little commercial break, we'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we're back.
Okay, let's move on. Jon Stewart's returning to TV. How about that?
I saw that.
Yeah, that's going to be good. I love him. It's his first project after being on The Daily Show for 16 years. Mm-hmm. The good news, Britney Spears' dad's kicked off the conservatorship.
Yep.
She sent out the sweetest little message to her followers. She said, I have the best fans in the world. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have been able to get this done. And she said she cried for 2 hours. God bless her. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I love that the judge said, this has been a toxic situation.
Really?
That's funny because that's one of her songs.
And who's responsible for that, judge?
Yeah.
Who's responsible for that? The judge's fingerprints are all over this thing.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, it's just like, let me give them, wait, excuse me, where is it? Hold on. Oh, you know, this has been a very toxic thing. Looking in the mirror. Texting while driving increases the chances of a crash or a near crash 23 times. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I can't breathe.
That's why Leah needs AirPods.
Yeah, Danielle, I don't text when I drive, but I do put the speaker phone on and talk on the phone. Daniel Craig is going to get a star. You know, he did the Bond movie. Is his last one.
Coming out this week.
He's going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next to Roger Moore. You know, Roger Moore was a classy dude, wasn't he?
Yep.
I don't think Craig has the class that Pierce Brosnan or Roger Moore had.
Oh, I love
him. But he has the grit. I love it.
I think he's been the best Bond ever.
Oh, no, he's been a great Bond.
In fact,
he may be in a better Bond because he has the grit. It's more believable.
Yeah.
The other two were more pretty faces. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they were. Yeah. And also, they make movies different now than they used to.
That's
so
true.
You have to kind of look at it from that perspective.
But they're all good.
That movie made over $100 million internationally, $110 million this weekend. So,
and
it's not even
open
in the U.S. Yeah, they've tied it up.
His farewell song.
This is farewell, yeah.
Well, you know, maybe it's sometimes better to leave them wanting more or leave on top.
Right.
That's what I always say. Well, Kanye
T. Hamilton. We know you're a guy, not a girl.
Who?
on here, I think we T. Hamilton came up and you said she, and, he goes, I'm a guy.
Sorry.
He,
I'm she, a guy. Now,
they,
don't get that mixed up.
We got that all messed
he,
up.
He, she, them, us, all and our they. We're in trouble. So, you know, I didn't know this. I read this. Remember when Kanye West went on, when he went on the stage, when Taylor won her first Grammy, and he grabbed the microphone and started bragging on Beyonce and how she should have won?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, I didn't see this. I wish I could have. He went on David Letterman, I think it was Letterman, that night or what, soon thereafter.
Yeah, he did.
And started crying. So I thought, oh, my God. Leno. He went on Leno, and he was crying about what happened. I'm like, well, he probably felt horrible what he did. He goes on to say that he was crying not in regret, but because Beyonce lost. And this guy was running for president. This is scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking he cried. Oh, finally he got what he did to that poor girl, her very first Grammy. No, he was crying because Beyonce lost, and he was right to grab the microphone and tell everybody who should have won.
He ran up on stage and did.
That was so cringy. I don't even watch those shows 90% of the time. I happen to be watching that one, and it stuck with me.
Yeah.
So the Hollywood production workers are on strike for the first time in 128 years.
Oh, really?
I wonder why they're on strike.
Well, that's going to hold everything up.
Well, you know, after COVID, they're just now getting back to work, and now they're on
strike. And that's what I was thinking, because, I mean, that would have to be as big as a writer's strike.
It's terrible. I know. That's good. Well, in L.A., that's everything.
Yeah. I mean,
The production team is L.A. It's going to shut the whole industry down.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, I wouldn't strike. I'd just go to work and say, you know what? You don't value my worth. I'm going to go find another gig later, but I'm not going to strike. I gave you my word I'd show up. You agree to what you're paying me. It's not fair. It's one-sided. I'll do my job, but I'm planning on leaving. But anyway, so did you see that William Shatner, you know, the Star Trek guy? 90 years old. He's going on space on October the 12th. What happened? Oh, when you say something. He's going on that space trip. They're going to go out of Texas, West Texas, on October the 12th.
He's 90.
Yeah.
He's going to be the oldest person to go to space.
I mean, I guess if you love that, it's probably a perfect thing for him. It's great publicity and PR. I mean, he should be the face of the whole thing. I think it's great. I mean, I wouldn't do it. You could pay me. I wouldn't do it. I would never. I'm nervous getting on an airplane.
Yeah.
But for somebody like that, that has a fascination with space, and he had that whole career to go on it, it must be like something really. It must be just like fabulous for him.
Well, I mean, you know, he kind of like was the world space captain. If you think
That's
about
right.
like all the movies and the TV show
yeah.
and all the stuff like
he
that,
was
so
a big deal.
So it kind of makes sense. I thought it was kind of cool because I think that they had him on the Today Show like a few weeks back for something. He wrote a book or was something.
Yeah, he wrote a book.
And then when they were also doing, it was around the time that the first launch was going
yeah.
off, and they said, "Wouldn't you like to do that?" He says, "Oh my God!" He said, "I'd love to do it. If you're listening, Jeff, let me." He says, "I'd love to do it." And now here it is 4 weeks later, and he's going to be doing it. So that
God.
Jeff called him and said, "You know, you
do
should
it.
Be doing it."
Do you know who did? Who wanted went to the state? Went to study for weeks in Houston to be able to be not an astronaut, but a passenger astronaut.
Oh, it was
Lance
Bass from the NSYNC.
Lance
I remember
Bass,
when they signed
yeah.
up. Him and Justin both
yeah.
signed it up at the same time,
I
think, to go to.
And so Lance is having twins. He and
yeah,
Michael
yeah.
are having twins. We sent him a beautiful little twin set, Jason.
I saw their shower on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, they had a big shower. Yeah. Of course, I wasn't in town, but I did send him lovely gifts. So now you'll love this. You know the Bell Harbor high rise
with the meth lab in it.
Three floors they had evacuated. They had a meth lab in there.
Yeah, and it was like it wasn't like a low end high rise either.
Is that the Bell Harbor one? That's the old Bell Harbor one, or is that the new one that they built?
It's the newer one. I think that they have built. It's
yeah.
the Bell.
The newer
Isn't
one.
It? Yeah.
So imagine that blew up.
Yeah. Because I know somebody that lives in that building.
Do you?
I went there for a meeting once and to meet with her and her husband, And when they were showing that on the TV the other night, I was like, that looks like the same building that, you know, my friends lived in. I couldn't believe
There's
it.
There's one that everybody, old Miami people, like, you know, the guys that started Southern Wine and the Cindy Cars and all those people, that all the old glamorous, you know, socialite Miami people, a lot of them. What was her name that died that was so fabulous? The German woman that loved, she thought Joanna was so gorgeous, and she... Claudine Smurfit, all that whole crowd lived there. And I didn't know if it was that building or there's a new building.
It's a newer one.
And Jeffrey Rackover bought a condo and refurbished, or he gutted it and fixed it fabulous. I haven't seen it. And he's the big diamond jeweler to the stars. He's in that new building. So I didn't know which building it was in, but I know people in both. And I'm just sitting there going, if I'm paying the kind of money for that building and that maintenance, and I find out some little trashy person is in there mixing up their meth, the whole building could have blown up. Did you watch Breaking Bad when they're in the trailer and the thing exploded? The whole trailer went all over the whole desert. You could kill like five floors of people.
Yeah. But Miriam, Jason, you know that's who it was. Miriam, she lives in there.
Miriam, I'm trying to think which one she was.
She has a very luxurious caftan line called Opulence by Miriam.
Yeah.
So she lives in that building, and I had gone there to speak to them one time,
have that big restaurant downstairs, and it's right next to Bal Harbour. I mean, what in the hell are these people thinking? If you want to get your meth, you know, go out in the desert somewhere and do it. And if you blow yourself up, you blow yourself up. But you don't go in a luxury high-rise building in Florida. Florida's crazy.
Well, and the other thing, too, is like, I can't believe that someone didn't report the smell. Because when they make that stuff, the smell is like, it's,
they probably thought they were painting or renovating or something.
It smells like chemical fumes. That's exactly
They were renovating. Oh, my God. I just can't. You know, this is just Florida. Meanwhile, there were 14,334 deaths this summer in Florida. 92% of Democrats have at least one dose, meaning they're going to get the two, and only 56% of Republicans. So that means that all of this spread and denial is coming from the Republicans. Did you see Lindsey Graham up there saying when he did his little speech, well, I got the vaccine, I mean, you should get it. And they all start booing him. No, we're not getting it. He made the bed, now he's got a lie in it. Yeah. He's South Carolina or North Carolina, whichever, South. And his state is one of the worst, and they're dropping dead, and there's no ICU bed left, and they're having to send people out of state. And so he got behind Trump and coddled him, and now he's going to go tell his people to go get the vaccine. And now they're like, boo.
They did that to Trump too when he came out.
They created these little monsters.
But then, like, Biden came out the other day at the raceway and said something, and then they booed him at the thing. So you can't, like, win for losing either side.
It's that segment of the population that doesn't believe in science. Yeah. It's that woman that I want to give her the credit. Her name I can't even stand her. She went on the House of Representatives floor and said, there is no man-made climate change. The people we have no control over the climate. God has control over the climate. Uh-huh. The same one that says, you know, God decides if you get pregnant or not, and he decides, you know, they're just all out there. I can't. Anyway, and then Alaska has the highest case per capita of any state in the country. Now, who runs Alaska? Republican governor, a Republican senator, Republican, all of it. Okay? That's same in South Carolina. I can't. Same in Idaho.
And it's mostly white, uneducated men. 5 men to 1 in Alaska. That's the ratio.
Macho men are up there, you know. You know, I mean, I don't want anyone to get sick, but sometimes I'm like, you know, maybe they just got sick, really, really sick for 2 weeks and then came out the other side and then went out and told everybody, you know, made a mistake, get the vaccine. Maybe it might be worth it because there are no consequences.
But there are people that have come out. And they have done it.
Still not doing enough, but everyone that does it helps somebody. Yeah. You have to think at least some people in their immediate family, or at least some of their close friends. You know, so 95.5% of United Airline workers are vaccinated. So out of the entire, 67,000 employees or something, or I forget how many. I don't want to say that number's not right. Only 320 left out of all of United Airlines. Yeah. Goodbye, bye bye. We don't care. And New Mexico had 2 more ivermectin deaths. And you know what? They go to the hospital and they want a bed, and then their friends are out yelling and screaming that you won't do anything to give them the ivermectin, or if they're dying from it, you can't save them from it. You know what I say? If they take the ivermectin, go to the vet. Mm-hmm. That's where you got it. Go to the vet. Don't go to the hospital. Go to the vet. Go down to where they get the worms out of the horses and go there. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have the right to go in a hospital and demand anything if you're stupid enough to take a heartworm. I can't with these people. Alabama is also among the hardest hit states. They have 15,000 deaths in Alabama. And then guess what the governor just signed into law? They're going to allow the state to use the COVID relief funds. Guess what they're going to build with the COVID relief funds in the state of Alabama? More prisons. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Why don't they build a tower for the homeless and tell everybody to get a shot? I just can't. I don't think you should be able to misdirect the funds like that. If we're federal government is giving you money to do things to relieve COVID, you don't go build prisons with it. And I guarantee you that prisons are going to be privately owned and people are going to be making money off of them. And judges are going to be putting people in there because their friends are making money or they're getting donations and getting elected or whatever it is. We're over 700,000 deaths now. Portugal's 85% vaccinated. Well, isn't that smart? We may have to go there. I don't know. So I guess you guys all follow the Facebook.
The outage.
No, not just that. The whole thing. The whistleblower, the outage, all of it.
Yeah.
So do you think it's coincidental that the whistleblower goes on 60 Minutes Sunday night and then Monday it goes out for 6 hours?
Well, it was very coincidental.
Well, I hate to say it, but the first thing that came to my mind is they're destroying evidence. Yeah. I mean, maybe it could be a merit to a lawyer, but that's the first thing that came to my mind. Meanwhile, Zuckerberg has a nerve to go out on his yacht sailing with his family during the hearings.
He posted this whole thing last night on Instagram.
I saw it.
It was like a freaking essay. People were saying, it's too long. Can someone give me like the five-minute version?
I saw it. And you know what? And he's you know what he's doing? He's acting like Trump.
Yeah.
He's acting like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to apologize. I'm going to double down. Oh, you know what I think?
Exactly.
Is in his ear. I'm going to get back in office. You're going to help me. Quid pro quo. Just write it out. That's what Trump's doing. I'm going to get back in. You help me get in office. You keep using your platform to just drum up all this chaos and get all this stuff going and get me back in office like you did before. And then, you know, you'll be rewarded. And he's just not going back down. And they're going to have to legislate it. But the only way it's going to have any teeth is if it becomes criminal.
Yeah.
If they allow it just to be civil, he lost $7 billion in one afternoon. It'd be like me losing $5.
Yeah.
Nothing. Can't believe people.
T. Hamilton says that the United Arab Emirates is 95% vaccinated right now.
Oh.
And he said that Facebook is definitely hiding evidence. So let me tell you what that was this morning. I mean, I read up a little bit more on it. So they did like an upload to their network servers, and it had some kind of a coding error in it that disconnected it from all the platforms around the world. And it loaded up to every single one of the platforms. So that's why it was down like that. And it took them a while.
So why would they do that?
So they were completely locked out for like 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours from what I understand.
Yeah,
people were just like standing around the office and everything.
And
yeah,
that was another thing that adds to the suspicion. Yeah.
So it was a little strange.
They're locking you out of the building.
Employees were locked out for 2 hours, it said.
What
just
were they
standing around
doing during that 2 hours?
I read that.
Now, this is my prediction. That one whistleblower came out, and there are going to be more to follow.
Yeah.
There are going to be a lot of people now that are going to know that they've got you know, blood on their hands. Mm-hmm. They're going to be questioned, and they'd rather just come out and be part of like, oh, I wasn't going along with that either. You know, I didn't agree with it either. Then get subpoenaed and then be looking down the end of whatever their culpability was.
They're cleaning their servers. That's what he just said. That's exactly
right.
That's probably what they did. They were bleaching
but
it out.
Thank God she had all the. What do you call it?
She had all the documents.
You know what? I can guarantee you, too. I bet if you put that Zuckerberg under oath and ask him what communications have you had with Trump, directly or indirectly, his team directly or indirectly, incentives to help him get back in power and all that, he'd either lie or he'd go to jail for sedition. Anyway, so there's the next one. Did you know, Uber fact says that rich women tend to binge drink and have more alcohol-related problems than poor women. On the other hand, it's opposite with men. So I guess poor men get drunk more than rich men. I thought that was kind of interesting. Kind of makes sense. I guess you're a poor guy. You have nothing to lose. If you're a rich bitch, why not? the Texas Chicken Fried Chicken Restaurant last week, there was a robbery. These two armed men went in. One of them got away with it, and one got shot. So a customer, vigilante, had a gun on him. He took the damn guy down. Don't go into any chicken restaurants in Texas. Can you imagine? You go into a restaurant and this governor robbing you, and this guy in the back of the line, I'm going to have two chicken. Excuse me. Pulls out his gun. Probably had it on a holster. Oh my God. Well, that is the one time a good guy with a gun prevailed. But it's not worth that risk. And then I can't help it. I have to read Stephanie Grisham's book. I just can't help it. But she says in her book that while Bill Cosby was in prison and Harvey Weinstein was being prosecuted and Matt Lauer was being fired, that serial harasser Donald Trump was demanding that a junior staffer be paraded in front of him because he was obsessed with her ass and no one said a thing. Don't you think that's funny?
I saw this week that he's going to be depositioned on that. On that case with the girl from Apprentice.
He's not going to go. He'll drag it out in court. He'll fight the deposition, something. I hope they hold him criminal content and lock his ass up. I hope they have the size XXX jumpsuits, orange ones. Well, another thing, the San Antonio man, Texas is getting as crazy as Florida. It's all Republican ran. 40-year-old guy. Put on Facebook that he had paid someone with COVID to go into this grocery store and lick all the groceries. So that guy, remember that we talked about a while back? Well, he got sent to jail. Yeah. He got sent to jail on April the 5th. And no, that happened on April 5th. He recently got sent to jail. Then did you see the skateboarder skating through and throwing the paint on
George Floyd's
face?
Yeah, I saw that.
They've caught him. They busted him. Good. Yep, they busted him. And then a DEA agent got killed during a drug bust on an Amtrak. One suspect is dead and one's in custody. Now you can't fly because you're going to go. You can't live in a high rise because it's either going to sink or they're going to blow it up. You can't go on Amtrak because DEA agents are going to bust people and those shots are going to be flying. What in the hell can you do anymore?
Yep.
I don't know. Droughts in Los Angeles in the last 2 years were 13% of all, did you know that 13% of all the food in all of the country comes from California? And the droughts in the last 2 years are gonna cost us, if they can't find a solution, $47 trillion worth of food over the next few years. Mm-hmm. How are we gonna get rid of the droughts without cooling down the climate? How are we gonna cool down the climate when 30% of the country and 50% of the elected officials don't believe in science? I don't see any way out of it.
There isn't.
The only way out of it is not to have any Republicans in Congress, because we have to get climate change implemented. We've got to get the guns under control, and we've got to get COVID under control. That's not going to happen with these people. They don't even want to pay the bills they ran up the last 8 years.
No.
What they're trying to do is trying to make it look like the Democrats can't run the government and they're big spenders and that they can't pay their bills. Well, this isn't their bills. These are bills over the last 4 years, the debt ceiling.
That's what always happens, though.
And twice under the Trump administration, the Democrats voted to raise the debt ceiling. It's just an arbitrary thing. And they're turning it into a political thing, just like they did the mask, just like they did COVID.
I mean, if they would look at history, I mean, Clinton left a surplus. He actually got rid of the deficit
balanced the budget and everything
and left a surplus. And then the Bushes came in office and
exactly.
started running up the...
The two that have ran up the deficit more than anybody else are Bush, the war,
and Trump.
Liz Cheney came out, I think we talked about last week, in support of lesbian and gay rights. And now, because of that, this happened a long time ago. Now her family rallied behind her once she came out behind it. Now they're rallying behind her because of her stand against the insurrection. But now these crazy Republicans that were trying to tear her down because of the insurrection committee she's on are now also using this to try to get her not to be reelected.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you about these people? They don't want anybody to have any rights. I mean, how do you like hold that against someone in 2021? I mean, didn't we kind of like litigate that like 10 years ago? I don't know. These people want to go backwards. They just want to go backwards. I don't know what to say anymore. Did you see that alligator being swooped up, or did I talk to you about that?
Yeah, and they've written a song about it now.
Oh, they do? Oh,
somebody wrote a rap song about it, and now it's like in the top 100 or whatever, but it's called the Florida Alligator Guy or something like that.
Oh, you know what? I found out. I have something in common with the koala bears. Do you know? They sleep 22 hours a day.
Oh, yes.
I would be very happy sleeping 22 hours a day. I love to sleep. So United, okay, we did that one already. What else are we doing? Oh, we still have a little bit more time. Omarosa won her lawsuit. She won her lawsuit. Did you know that? The DNA, the NDA lawsuit that where Trump said she couldn't disclose stuff, she won it. So that's going to be a whole...
new book.
Well, not only that, but the floodgates are going to open with people that have been keeping their mouth shut because of their NDA. They're not... you can't do it. The lava's out of control in Hawaii still. And the massive fire in Honduras is still out of control, and people don't believe in climate change. I don't know what else to tell you. All right, well, we're going to have to wrap up. Do we have any specials or anything?
Yes, we have our fall event going on right now, and the Sudden Youth Mask is on sale this week through Sunday. It's $79.99, normally $125, and then we've got 25% off with the fall event code on leahblack.com on single items.
All right, my friends, so have fun. Do you like all my Dan Duich glasses?
Yes,
I just think they're so fabulous. Yeah. These are hard to keep clean. I got to clean them. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Listen, send us some gossip to report on. Okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.